Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast-to-coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm always excited when I get a chance to introduce Barbara Weltman to you. Barbara's an original member of our Brain Trust. She's been with us now for a long time. I'll have to go back and look at the date. I think we're coming up pretty close to our sixth anniversary with Barbara, and she's one of my best friends. She's one of my best friends in the Brain Trust. Folks, you know her as the lady who writes the tax deduction books for small business, the newest one, the sixth edition of this book. It's been out for a while, but this is the updated version. It's Small Business Taxes, sixth edition, Your Complete Guide to a Better Bottom Line by Barbara Weltman. Barbara, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to have you back.
Great to be here.
As always, and I'm just looking at my records here. You know, we keep records. We're kind of like baseball. Next March, in about 3 months, yeah, will be your sixth anniversary with us. That'll be a milestone, and we appreciate your time, Barbara. We appreciate all that you do for small business because you work hard to make sure that all of us, as I said earlier, pay every penny of tax that we're supposed to pay and not one penny more.
That's right. That's right. The laws are there to help to provide you with tax breaks. You should take advantage of them.
Yep, absolutely. What are some of the things, as we come up on the end of the year here, Barbara, what are some of the things that we need to be focusing on? We've still got some time to do some tax planning, don't we?
Yeah, you have up until the end of the year, and then there are things we'll talk about after the year. But it's not too late. For example, if you have to really look at your year and say, was this a good year or a bad year? And that'll sort of like get you to focus on the kind of strategies you should adopt. If it was a good year, for example, well, you want to do things to lower your taxes, such as it's not too late to buy equipment that you might need. Maybe the past couple of years you haven't replaced your laptop or such because you didn't have the money, and now this year was a good year. Mm-hmm. It's a great time to buy equipment because you can expense rather than depreciate over a number of years the cost of equipment up to $100,000.
Mm-hmm. Some people, and this could really help people, one of the things that could really help people if they've got profits.
That's what I'm saying.
But maybe not a lot of cash, and
yes,
it's quite possible to have that, then you could actually buy some of this equipment that you need. Don't buy anything you don't need, but if you need it, if you could use a new motor for a manufacturing unit or a new piece of technology of some kind. Or furniture, could be furniture, something like that. You could finance that.
Yes, that's right. You can finance it, and you don't have to pay one penny this year. Mm-hmm. As long as you buy it and put it into use this year, you can write off the cost this year.
Yep, absolutely. And now, as of this summer, with the jobs creation bill, I think is one of the names they called it, the direct expensing of capital items went from $25,000 to $100,000, right, Barbara?
That's correct. So that's a huge write-off if you think about it.
Another thing is the automobile deduction.
Well, the automobile deduction, again, if you want to purchase a car rather than lease it, you can get a good write-off. Now, the heavy cars, the cars and the trucks that weigh more than 6,000 pounds, mm-hmm. can be fully expensed, again, up to the $100,000. The lighter vehicles are subject to a dollar limit.
And in case you're wondering, folks, you've got it typically as far as personal vehicles, not a work truck, so to speak. You've got to get into the big SUVs, the very largest SUV with four-wheel drive, typically to go over 6,000 pounds, in case you're wondering what it takes to go over 6,000.
Yeah, but you know that today there are more than two dozen vehicles that bill. So,
right. But they are
you have
the
a
big
lot of choices.
Ones. And it doesn't count if you put a load of blocks in the back. That won't count.
No. It's what the manufacturer says it is. So that's what you have to think about.
Well, what is it, 10,730 or something like that? What is the number that you can write 10, off for the first year?
10,710 for the lighter vehicles would be the dollar limit on what you could write off.
It's basically accelerated depreciation. It's like we used to call the old ACLS. Remember that, accelerated depreciation?
Oh, yeah, from many, many moons before that date does.
That sure does.
but it is a way of just, you're not getting any more in your total write-offs. It just means you're getting it up front.
It's all about timing.
Exactly.
You're
accelerating. Again, we're talking about if you're having a profit, this is what you want to be doing.
Mm-hmm. If you're not if you're not profitable, though, then, you know, and unless you need the equipment or whatever, then it doesn't really benefit you. The only thing would be, we need to keep an eye on when these deductions may phase out and make sure that we don't get caught and miss an opportunity.
Right, but we're still okay for 2004. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
That's okay.
All right.
You also might want to set up a qualified retirement plan, like a profit-sharing plan for yourself if you're profitable, because you can put money away. You save for your retirement. It's a win-win situation. You're putting money away for your own benefit, and yet you're getting a write-off that's going to reduce your the amount of money you're going to pay taxes on.
This is really important, folks. And the thing to pay attention to what Barbara's going to say here in a minute is the things that the plans that have to be established, they have to be opened and signed and documented and notarized and witnessed, so to speak, in the tax year. Even if the funding doesn't happen till the next year, prior to filing the tax return, several of these things that Barbara's going to be talking about have to be established this year. A couple don't, but several of them do, so that's very important, isn't it, Barbara?
Sure, because if all you have to do is, like you said, sign the paperwork, go to the financial institution, the bank, the brokerage firm, the mutual fund, get the papers, sign them, and then you have until the extended due date of your return to actually put the money in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just an opportunity. Here it is. You open the account, and you know that you're going to be helping yourself and saving taxes at the
right
same time.
Barbara, hold on to that thought, because I want to come back to that. I want you to start, when we come back after these messages, I want you to start with that, because I want you to sort of enumerate some of the key issues, some of the key programs that are out there. And folks, there are more opportunities today than there were in the years past, especially for small business owners and independent contractors, self-employed. There are a lot of things we can do to help build our own retirement. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Barbara Welper. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Barbara Weltman is our guest. Barbara, give us your website, please.
Go to barbaraweltman.com.
Weltman, barbaraweltman.com. And tell us what we'll find when we get there, Barbara.
You'll find all my books, and you'll find a link to my newsletter, Big Ideas for Small Business, which is a monthly newsletter by subscription.
Yeah, and don't forget to check that out. And also, you got other things, though. You got tax tips and lots of different things there, don't you?
Every day, there's a monthly tip there, and you'll find a daily tip on the newsletter link, and you'll find facts and lots of helpful information.
Also, folks, she's got a new book out called 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks. This is not a business book. This is the Small Business Taxes book is for small businesses. But
that's
the 1001
right
book is for anybody, and Barbara, you know, Barbara's a very prolific author, folks, and I actually have a whole shelf just for Barbara's books here in our offices, and she's written so many different things, and from raising children to the retirement age folks, their tax planning, and so anything Barbara does is top shelf, I promise you. Barbara, talk to us about some of the qualified plans that are available.
Well, there are different kinds of plans. There are simple plans. There are, just as the name implies, SIMPLE. They're simple because they're easy to set up and easy to administer, and Part of the money comes from employees and part of the money comes from you. There's certain requirements about how much the employer must put in. It's too late now to set up a simple plan for 2003, but you can certainly be thinking about that going forward.
That had to be done when?
By October 1st.
And we told you about this back in August and September, folks, so don't
yes,
complain
if you didn't do yours. We were talking about this, yes. But there's profit-sharing plans where you can put away for yourself up to $40,000.
Yeah.
Self-employed person. I mean, that's a big amount of money.
That's a huge one. And tell us what that's called.
A profit-sharing plan.
It's just simply called a profit-sharing plan.
Well, it's a type of a defined contribution plan.
Right. All right. Now, can we discriminate with that plan?
No. You have if you have employees, you're going to have to make contributions on their behalf. But you can set it up in such a way that you put in percentages, and since you are probably earning more than your workers, you won't be necessarily putting in the exact same dollar amount for everybody.
Now, who do we talk to about getting one of those set up?
You talk to a financial institution, brokerage firms,
banks,
mutual fund companies, mm-hmm. insurance companies. All of these financial institutions offer these kinds of plans.
All right.
There's what's called a SEP plan, S-E-P,
mm-hmm.
and that's kind of like an IRA. The same contribution limit, actually, as a profit-sharing plan.
So you can put up to $40,000 in a SEP.
You can put, that's right. So that's a great thing. And the great thing about the SEP is it's real easy to do. There's no annual reporting to the IRS about mm-hmm. it.
So it's like a magnum IRA, so to speak, individual
exactly.
retirement plan.
Now, subject to very much the same kinds of rules, just you can put away a whole lot more.
Up to $40,000.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, is there, and the paperwork involved in something like that, what's involved?
Basically, just saying how much you're going to put away as a percentage of compensation for each employee that you have,
mm-hmm.
which is so it's basically like one line, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then you just sign on the dotted line, and that's it, and you're all set.
Wow. And you can fund it, even though you can actually fund it after the year's over, right, as long as you've got it established.
Well, actually, with a SEP, you have until you file your return to even set it up.
A SEP is like an IRA. Well, actually, an IRA you have until April 15th, right?
Right, but the SEP you'd have actually until October 15th if you got a mm-hmm. Filing extension.
Two extensions, yeah.
Yeah, folks, so you have a great, but you might as well, look, the earlier you put the money in,
right.
the earlier the money starts working tax deferred for you.
Right. What do you know about the health savings accounts? You know, we've talked about that a little bit on the show in the last few weeks with some of our experts, and this is another area that's beneficial to small business now, isn't it? The new health savings accounts.
The new health savings, which will take effect January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way for people, and especially small business owners, who are daunted by the high cost of health insurance to mm-hmm. Take care of this issue. It's sort of like a 1-2 punch. You have to get a certain kind of health insurance, which is called a high deductible plan.
Right.
That has deductibles within the limits set by the law. There are certain dollar ranges, depending on whether it's for yourself only or a family kind of coverage.
Right.
And then separately, you set up a savings type account, which is sort of like an IRA in the same concept, because the money that you put in there builds up tax deferred.
It's very similar to an IRA, isn't it? Except that it's going to cover your future health care needs, especially the major medical aspect of health care. Barbara, we're going to have to wrap it up, but I want you to give us your website one more time.
Okay, go to BarbaraWeltman.com.
www.BarbaraWeltman.com. Her new book is called, it's actually the sixth edition, Small Business Taxes by Barbara Weltman. It's actually
J.K. Lasser.
J.K. Lasser's. Yeah, it says that on the top. J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes by Barbara Weltman. Thanks, Barbara. See you next time. Quick break. I'll be right back with Steve Dell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.